Proponents to repeal the death penalty argue that it doesn't deter people from committing murders. They say many victims' families fight for the penalty out of vengeance and don't feel relief when it's over because their loved ones are still gone. Representative Steve Hickey brings House Bill 1183 to legislators. Hickey says it's wrong to kill a defenseless person. He says putting a person to sleep is the easy way out.
Most on death row have known violence and abuse their entire life. And that works psychologically this way. Monkey see, monkey do. So we have a broken society. Broken society is producing broken people. And I'm not saying there's no personal responsibility. There is. Life in prison without parole is entirely justified. The point is that violence begets violence. And so are we thinking this through? I would suggest the best way to fight with death is life.
Lynette Johnson disagrees. Her husband, Ron Johnson, was a corrections officer at the state penitentiary when two inmates killed him while trying to escape. She describes how he was beaten to death with a pipe and includes pictures. Johnson says prisoners, even the most dangerous, can see loved ones and receive letters, and that's not fair.
I would give and live out of a car. I would give our house. I would give our vehicles. I would give up every single thing that we've earned to get a visit, to see Ron, to hear his voice, to get a letter. Ron and I had something really special going. And that was just ripped. This is ripped out of my life.
Johnson says legislators need to be aware of the prison system and focus on keeping officers safe. Other opponents are concerned with the language of the law. They say those currently on death row could fight their death sentences if they are still going through the appeals process. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Cassie Bartlett in Pierre.